On Longwood University Week, PTSD sufferers can look to rewire their brains by getting outside. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Catherine Franson, associate professor of psychology, says nature can help restore balance in our heads.
After a traumatic event, some survivors become trapped, imagining that scene over and over again, constantly reactivating the stress responses that can lead to psychological and physical illness. Roughly one out of six individuals who experience trauma will develop post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. Variation in our individual responses to trauma depends on the genes that underlie the stress responses and the development of certain parts of the brain, such as the amygdala or the fear center, as well as differences in physical health, social support, and previous stressful experiences. While we can't yet change our genes or rewind the clock to change our formative years, there are interventions to improve mental health, potentially by rewiring our brain and stress response systems. Over the past several years, I've worked with several colleagues to better understand the healing powers of nature. In one series of studies, I've looked at mental health patients' neuroendocrine profiles during a wilderness therapy experience. We found that spending over 10 days on an intensive backpacking and rafting trip with a licensed clinician was actually stress relieving for most patients. In fact, those with the highest anxiety before the trip had the greatest reduction of stress hormones. Our research, combined with others, reveals that therapeutic programs which incorporate elements of nature and exercise yield beneficial outcomes related to substance abuse, behavioral disorders, and mood disorders. As we look for ways to battle PTSD in an era of rising healthcare costs, we might do well to step outside.
That was Catherine Franson of Longwood University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.